last week on Married with Children, the Bundys went on vacation and got stranded in Lucifer, New Mexico. They met an old prospector who offered to trade them his gold mine for the family's old Dodge.
Dodge is a damn fine car. Ran over my wife with a Dodge.
Then the prospector warned them gold can turn families against each other.
So it'd be just like my life now, except I have gold in both fists and I'd be saying yippee-yippee.
With Al's car, Marcy's and Jefferson's money, they bought the mine and set out to strike it rich. Well, the plot's simple enough. And now, Married with Children continues.
See, son, I saved us some money already.
We didn't need no pack mules.
Somebody help us out.
Well, sure, honey. Come on, Regan, baby. Come on, Regan. Hurry it up now. Hey, come on, Master.
Now, let's unpack all these picks and shovels and the rest of this Western crap. Start digging!
Daddy, it is so hot you could lay an egg on the sidewalk. Look, Al, we just got done lugging all the mining supplies plus your necessities. You know, 2 12-packs of Aurora White, a newspaper, and the Preparation H with sunscreen. We want to rest.
Rest? There's still 3 hours of 100,000-degree daylight left. Now, come on, let's go to work. Let's go to work.
Let's go, Marcy. There's gold in them, our hills. Let's get off our duffs.
Thank you, honey. Now, would you bend over and give me a target?
You know, Al, I've been thinking. I believe we should all just take a little rest.
Oh, you tender feet. Do you realize where we're standing?
Well, I don't know about us, but you're standing in coyote duty.
Aside from that, now look here. We're in the wild, wild west. Now I want to see a little pioneer spirit. I want to see me a little gumption. I want to see me a little ladybug. Get up! Get up! Now, look here. I'm sick of your female whining.
Yeah.
Now, we have a chance to get rich here. He who dares wins. He who seeks finds. He who digs, golds. Now, Pig, we've seen it with our own eyes. There's nuggets in this here mine as big as your mother's behind. And just like your mother's behind, it's there for the taking. By anyone with the courage to reach out and grab it. Now, that feels like getting rich. How many of you mangy varmints are with me?
I'm with you!
All right, good. Now, if anybody needs me, I got a little work to do myself.
Would you look at him? And we followed him. What were we thinking? He's never found anything, you know. Not even change in the street. He can barely find his ear with his finger.
Yeah. Or chew gum at the same time.
Should she be out in the sun?
Hey, Peg, look. It's a flip-top lid.
Good baby.
Oh, I am dying of thirst. Anyone else want some water?
It's not water. It's sweat.
Eureka. Almighty one in the heavens who created the mountains, the seas, and beer. 40 years of plague and darkness, and now finally a light. A golden light.
school.
What'd you find, Al?
Nothing.
You know, this may be just a hunchback, but I think Daddy found something.
It's gold, all right. The bozo found gold.
So good to be alone with you, baby.
Oh, I could hold you like this forever.
This is for the apartment. This is for the Corvette. And this is for Miss February.
Is this gold?
No, honey.
Darn it, I haven't found any real gold.
I'll take it, man.
If we found this much in 3 hours, imagine how much we'll find tomorrow. Oh, God, we're actually rich.
What are you going to do with your share, Marcy?
I'm going to share mine with the poor.
No, really. What are you going to do with yours?
I'm going to buy a seal coat, a diamond car with condor floor mats, and a bald eagle hat. Oh, what about you, honey?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing. I have everything I want and everyone I want. By the way, would you be upset if I got a place of my own?
What about you, dear?
Is this gold?
No pumpkin. I'll take that toothpick. No, I got it now. My eyes!
What about you, Peggy? What are you going to do?
Oh, I don't know. I'd probably make a few changes.
Sorry, I'm late.
Oh, that's all right, sweetheart. Just take your shirt off and put it on the moose head. You know, maybe redecorate or something. What about you, honey? Honey?
And so, that's how I defeated the robots in the first intergalactic Super Bowl. So what do you want to do now, girls?
We'd just like to serve you, beautiful one.
Well, what's on the menu?
Massage? Whipped cream bath? Oh! Spanking? Yeah! Horsey ride? Oh, yeah! Or shall we go back in our cages and frug for you again? Yeah.
Oh. Well, girls, it's your dream.
Sorry I'm late.
Well, that's all right, dear. Just hang up your robe on the moose head.
Oh,
you know me, Peg. I probably won't even get off the couch.
Hey, I have an idea. How about if we all put our gold together in one sack, and then we divvy it up when we get home?
Gee, that's a great idea for you, Kelly. You have nothing.
Yeah, I work harder than you. Why should I give you my gold?
Because I'm your daughter.
Well, and you always will be, Pumpkin, but you ain't gonna have no gold.
He did. Didn't that old prospector warn us all about greed?
Fine. Then you give Kelly some of your gold.
Yeah.
Catch you at the mission, babe. All right. Look, here's what we should do. Some of us are obviously working harder than others. So, I say, what everybody finds, everybody keeps. We're all responsible for our own good.
That makes sense. Mm-hmm.
Well said, honey.
Touch my gold again and I'll slap you silly.
All right, let's all turn in.
Must have been a coyote.
Yeah. Must have been.
We should kill Marcy and Jefferson.
Peg, listen to what you're saying. They can work for days and gather more gold. And then, if they should accidentally walk in front of my rifle...
Oh, you're so smart, honey.
Yeah, good.
Talking about over there?
Nothing. Nothing. You're not going to kill us, are you? Now, we wouldn't do that. We love you.
We love you guys, too. We got to get that shotgun away from Dad.
We will. All in due time.
We love you guys.
We're dead.
That's not real gold.
Darn it, I never get any real gold.
Deadly tarantula crawling on your arm.
Yeah, right. I get up to check. A shovel crushes the back of my skull. And my gold is gone. I'm not falling for that one, Pig.
Okay, honey. Good night.
Good night. Tarantula on me. I need some help here.
You didn't believe me. I'm not speaking to you.
I believe.
Too late.
What's going on?
Daddy has a tarantula on his arm.
Wow, look at that thing. Dibs on Dad's gold.
Hey, I know how we could save Daddy.
Billy, don't. You might hurt Daddy. We'll shoot it off him. Daddy, give us your gun.
No, but I give you both barrels if you don't get this monster out my arm.
I'll take care of this, you big baby. Well, I guess we've played this mine out. Time to get our gold and go home.
Where's Daddy?
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't seen him since he went insane. Here he comes.
I killed the squirrel for looking at my gold.
Good work, Dad.
Al.
I think Dad's shoe selling days are just about over.
I think Dad's shoe wearing days are just about over.
You know, we can't very well take him home like this, can we?
Yeah, I know I'm the new guy, but if I have a vote, I'd say kill him.
I heard that.
It wasn't me, it was Marcy.
You all think I'm nuts, but I'm not. Hold on, mister. Don't move.
Well, it's not like he was once a whole man.
Claim jumpers! You old prospector warned us about these guys. Just act natural.
What are you people doing here?
We're seeing America. We're loving each other. Here you are.
Well, this is the third stop on the Air Hole National Park Tour.
What kind of exhibit is this? We can see these kind of people in Miami.
Don't worry, folks. We'll clean out the Bigfoot family in a second. Grab your pans and share the 49er experience.
Yeah. Grab your butts and kiss them goodbye. We own this here mine. We bought it. From some old guy. Looks like John Biner.
Oh, Zeke. Is he still selling fake mines to rubes? Look, son. This is a national park. And what you got there is fool's gold. We sought the mines for the rubes, a tourist. To make you feel better, you can each carry a nugget home. Because fun and rocks is what we're all about at Hell Hole National Park.
Thanks a lot, Al. 4 days in this intense heat for nothing. You are truly a numbskull.
Dimwit.
Total thieve.
Cretin.
Bombastic simpleton. And a bad daddy.
We don't have any gold.
Listen. I came here to get real gold, and I ain't leaving till I get real gold.
Oh.
Under the heading, Isn't That Bizarre?, today's story comes from New Mexico, where an inbred, insane family, a man with two wives and three sons, held up a group of tourists. They left them with cash and diamonds. All the family said they wanted was gold. They reportedly stole an old Dodge from a prospector who looked like John Viner and were last seen heading west towards Los Angeles. Do not approach them. They are insane, unbathed, and dangerous.
What time is it, Dad?
Five after three!